It's 8:40 on a Friday morning with the Musers. And we think we should open the bunker door right now because it looks like we have a very special guest who he's on his way to catch a plane to Philadelphia. Open that door.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Hey.
Wow, look who it is.
I thought I'd stop by and I'd wish you two guys a happy Halloween. You talked about me for 15 minutes. Now you're not even embracing me. What are you doing?
This is awesome. It's Ben
freaking DiNucci. Ben freaking DiNucci.
Hey, man.
You didn't recognize me right when I walked in? Come on, you guys talked about me for 15 minutes. You covered everything but my second grade teacher. Now all of a sudden you don't even recognize me when I first walk in?
No, we do.
Maybe take a glance at a picture every once in a while.
Huh? No, we didn't have you.
Ben freaking DiNucci, I'm your starting quarterback, you low IQ dills. Come on. What I got to do, let you run your freaking fingers over my face like that blind chick had to do Lionel Richie just so she could make the most offensive sculpture of all time in that one video?
No. We're actually very excited.
No. Come on over here. Fine. Feel up my face like your eighth grade girlfriend, you pathetic virginal loser. Go ahead, memorize my face.
Feel up your face.
We're excited about you playing on Sunday.
More famous than either of you two clown cars will ever be. I mean, geez, man, come on. I'd have cracked both of you's foreheads right on the edge of the curb out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like cracking open an egg for an amulet or something.
An amulet?
Yeah, I'd have do that. Just crack your head right on the edge of that curb before pouring your brains in my juicer. You know what I'm talking about?
Ben, why, we're fans
really
of yours.
Graphic.
Yeah. Hey, listen, ass clowns. I came by here to wish you twos a happy Halloween.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. You know what costume I'm going to dress up in this weekend?
Huh?
A starting quarterback costume.
You got one.
Jeez, man, I tell you, I ought to dress up like Princess Aurora. That'd be more believable than dressing up as a starting quarterback for me, I tell you.
Oh, I thought you'd be more confident.
Nah, I ain't confident at all. You guys going to head out this weekend? Do a little Halloweening.
I don't think so.
Yeah, your little costumes.
No, I'm
trying to get some Kit Kat from the neighbor lady.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're going to do that little sugar begging do-si-do that we're forced to do every October 31st. Just to cram more diabetes-making ingredients into your fat little bellies.
Nobody's forcing us.
That's a real recipe for happiness, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, I'll be in the ground by 48, but at least I gotta eat a hefty bag of candy in one sitting. That's great, isn't it? It's great.
Ben DiNucci with us on the ticket.
I hate Halloween. I turn that light out, man. I turn that front light out.
Yeah, okay. No trick-or-treaters at your house.
Yeah. I ain't handing out any candy. Free to any half-assed kid who just shows up on my doorstep in a sheet. Calling himself a ghost. Real low energy costumes.
Yeah.
Holding out a pillowcase for some reason. He just strips the bed and then heads over to my house.
Right.
Supposed to fill it with candy.
That's half ass.
With money that I earned by getting my ass knocked back into last week by pass rushers. I don't think so. Not me. No way. Johnny, go beg your parents for the free candy, okay? They're standing there at the end of my walk with their red Solo cups filled with their I hate being a parent beverage of choice.
Oh,
getting progressively drunker, hoping they can put you down to bed at a somewhat decent hour so they can head into the bedroom and try to make dad's penis work again for the first time in years. Since mom put on the 50.
You're putting a lot of unnecessary details
Ben.
Of the Halloween night, Ben.
Dresses like a potato sack, that woman. Dad can't do anything with that. He can't do anything with that. Yeah, little Johnny, go ask them for the candy. Stop pushing my bell looking for your candy subsidy.
Okay, well, you need to be worried more about the Eagles than what's going to happen on Halloween night, I think.
Sorry, got a little worked up there.
Boy, you did.
Got a little worked up there about Halloween. But yes, going to be playing the Eagles. Look for your quarterback, your favorite quarterback is what I now like to call myself.
Yeah.
Your favorite quarterback. Look for me to lose royally against those Eagles.
Oh, don't say that.
This, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be what I call a massacre. A holy massacre. All right? It's going to be the Halloween massacre in Philly. That's what it's going to be.
No.
We don't want
to
hear that.
To
no.
I tell you what, if I was a bet man, I wouldn't bet a dime on this Cowboy team.
Don't say that.
Not a dime on it, okay?
Well, you can't be a betting man. You're in the NFL, and hopefully you'll have some competitive spirit about you on Sunday night.
Yes, what do you guys got going on? You got you in a little bunker here? What is
yeah,
it?
A little
yeah,
bunker.
You like
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
stay
yeah.
Safe.
This is pretty nice in here. You guys got guns and crap in here?
Yeah, a couple.
I don't know.
You ever take a few shots at each other?
No.
Sure. Maybe just give the other one a gut shot just to emphasize a point or two.
Yeah, why not?
I like this. I like this big guy over here. What's this guy's name?
That's George.
Hey, George. Yeah. Mind if I ride on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think
have
I do.
A little fun? Do some chicken fighting or something?
All right. Maybe we can have some Halloween chicken.
All right.
Fights.
Hey, happy Halloween, guys.
Good luck.
All right. Get out of here. Thank you, guys.
Good to meet you, Ben.
Look for me to be killed on Sunday.
God. Oh, jeez.
At least he's full of energy, unlike the rest of the Cowboys this year.
Well, that's Ben DiNucci, allegedly.
Happened?
I'm not sure.
He will be back many times in the future.
Canceled.
One other crazy note about Ben DiNucci. Mike McCarthy's brother, Joe, coached Ben DiNucci in eighth grade basketball in the Pittsburgh area.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild? How about that for a wild sports nugget?
Did Joe beg Mike to draft him?
I don't. Well, I think he may be deceased.
Oh.
Craig?
Maybe. Did I hear that right?
I mean, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Why are you laughing at
totally
his death?
I snapped an untrue bear trap on you, but I think that's the case.
I think. Totally snapped an untrue bear trap on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's 8:45.
Our prayers for hologram Kardashian.
On the ticket.